Good afternoon. The far-left Podemos Party's General Secretary Ilon Balera claimed that the State of Israel was committing genocide in Syria. Israel is taking advantage of the instability in Syria to advance its colonial and genocidal plan, bombing several areas, including Damascus, she wrote on social media, adding that international inaction in the face of genocide endangers humanity as a whole. Since the collapse of former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime on Sunday, Israel launched an operation to destroy Syrian strategic military assets. The hundreds of airstrikes destroyed chemical and conventional weapons factories, cruise missiles, surface-to-air missiles, fighter jets, radar emplacements, tanks, naval vessels and attack helicopters in Damascus, Homs and other parts of the country. Spanish pro-Israel NGO Action and Communication on the Middle East described Balera as filth. Tourism bodies have backed a lawsuit against the government over new rules requiring hotels to collect personal data from tourists. The Mallorca Hoteliers Federation and the Aviva Association of Travel Agencies say changes need to be made to the traveller registration system, which was introduced at the start of the month for national security reasons. The president of Aviva warned that if the right changes are not forthcoming, we will have no choice but to resort to legal action. Local media reports that the Interior Minister, Fernando Grande Malasca, has announced a consultation period on the measure, which is due to end tomorrow. A British tourist has died after falling from a path whilst attempting a dangerous hike. The man, who is currently unnamed, was hiking on the Caminito del Rey yesterday when he fell and hit his head. The Brit is thought to have climbed 30 or 40 metres in an area known as the Monkey Bridge at around 11 a.m. without ropes or a harness when he fell. The 20-year-old was knocked unconscious as he hit the ground, with his friends urgently requesting emergency services. A mountain rescue team arrived quickly in a helicopter to tend to the casualty, who suffered a cardiac arrest after hitting his head. Emergency services performed CPR before he was airlifted to a nearby heliport, where he was pronounced dead. Netflix actor Jose de la Torre has died at the age of 37, just months after telling fans he was suffering from a serious illness. The actor played Ivan in a popular series called Toy Boy, a Spanish thriller about a stripper who is jailed for a murder he didn't commit. Jose, from Cordoba province, had also worked as a model for a number of jewellery and fashion brands. He had been diagnosed with an unspecified illness in June that had kept him out of the limelight. And a New Zealand man, hailed as a Scrabble phenomenon, dominated the Spanish World Scrabble Championships, despite reportedly not speaking Spanish. Nigel Richards claimed victory at this year's tournament in Granada, again showing his remarkable abilities to outperform even native speakers in their own languages. Richards, who is in his 50s, beat more than 145 opponents from across the world, winning 22 consecutive matches. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.